Brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed Lenten season to you all. In today's gospel, we hear the opening lines of the gospel according to St. Mark, in which he says, "The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan." I love the way that St. Mark expresses this, that the Holy Spirit drives Jesus. Jesus is driven into the desert. Because if we go back to the book of Genesis, we notice what happens after Adam and Eve sin. They are driven out of the garden. And so there's a connection here. Jesus is driven out into the desert by the Holy Spirit so that he can reverse the tragedy of Adam and Eve's sin. Jesus goes out into the desert at the very beginning of his public ministry so that he can begin to save us, so that he can begin to bring us back to God. During the season of Lent, we too follow Jesus into the desert for 40 days, right? 40 days of preparation before we celebrate the Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. And so we go into that desert of our lives. We go there to do battle with Satan, to do battle with our own sinfulness. And brothers and sisters, the most powerful way that we can do this Lenten season, is by making a good confession of our sins. In the sacrament of confession, this is where we conquer the power of the evil one in our lives. This is where we become the men and women that God is calling us to be. But today I'd like to answer one simple question. And that is, why do we go to confession? I just want to get back to the basics. Why do we go to confession? And in particular, what's the reason? Why do I confess my sins to a priest? Because, you know, I hear our non-Catholic brothers and sisters, right, say, why do I need to go to a priest when it seems that I can go directly to God? And so it's good that we understand why we have the sacrament of confession, so that then we're also able to defend the Catholic teaching. So why do we go to confession? Why do we confess our sins to a priest? Answer number one, John 20, okay? Remember that, John chapter 20, the Gospel of John chapter 20. What is John 20? It is Easter Sunday. And on the evening of Easter Sunday, where are the apostles? The apostles, the gospel says, they're in the upper room, right? What's the upper room? The upper room is the place where the Last Supper was celebrated. And the Gospel of John says that they are in the upper room out of fear of the Jews. They have just crucified our Lord, and so they are lying hid. They're hidden. They have not yet, they don't know that Jesus is risen from the dead. And what happens? The risen Lord stands in their midst, and he says, "Peace be with you." And then Jesus breathes on them, and he says to them, he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." You see, the first thing that Jesus does after rising from the dead, he doesn't offer Mass. He doesn't read from Scripture. The first thing that Jesus does after rising from the dead is give his apostles, the first priests, the ability to forgive sins, the power to forgive sins. And so that's the first reason. Why do we confess our sins? Because it's the gift that Jesus gives to us after rising from the dead. The first thing he gives us this gift of confession on Easter Sunday. And he wants us to use it. But answer number two, why do we confess our sins? Because we are also bodily beings, right? Jesus knows that because we're human, Jesus knows that we have a natural need to confess, and that we also have a human need to hear those words, "I absolve you." This natural need to confess and this need to hear that, yes, I am forgiven, we can really see this in children often. I can remember when I was a little boy, I used to get in trouble a lot, okay? But there was one time, and some of you have probably heard this story before. So I broke a window because I was playing baseball, right? But I was playing baseball inside, okay? Right, so I broke it from the inside. I don't know how old I was, 7 or 8. I mean, mom and dad were really mad, okay? But, you know, whenever like a little kid does that, whenever a little kid does something like that, oh my gosh, they know I'm not, you know you're not supposed to do that. Little kids, you know, they have this like anxiety, like, oh my gosh, you know, especially if they're the only ones that saw something happen. Just fills you with anxiety until they have a chance to blurt it out. I did this, right? To get it off their chest, get it off their shoulders, right? We have this natural capacity, this natural need to confess our wrongdoing, to confess our sins. So Jesus knows that. Jesus knows that we have this natural need. But the other thing is, he knows that we also have a natural need to hear those words with our own ears. I absolve you, or I forgive you. It's like in any relationship, if I tell my friend or spouse, I am sorry, if they don't respond with, I forgive you, it leaves that in question. Well, do you forgive me? Am I forgiven? Right? And so because Jesus, because of his love for us, he knows that we have a natural need. We need to hear those words. I forgive you. I absolve you. When we go to the sacrament of confession, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, we are absolutely certain that when I confess my sins and I hear those words, I absolve you, we know there's no question, am I forgiven? Is God, does he forgive me? We know with certainty our sins are no more. Our sins are destroyed. They are wiped away. The other thing that some will say, well, can't we go directly to God and confess our sins? When we confess our sins to a priest, we are going directly to God. Because when I say those words, I absolve you, it's not as if I'm saying, I, Benjamin Stephen Sawyer, absolve you. No, that's not me, right? It is I, Jesus Christ, working in and through the priest. So when we hear those words, I absolve you, those are the words of Jesus speaking to us in and through the priest who forgives our sins. Just as in the Mass, when I say, this is my body, this is my blood, not Benjamin Stephen Sawyer, absolutely not. This is my Jesus, my body. This is the chalice of my blood. And so we do go directly to our Lord when we confess our sins to the priest. So the question, why did Jesus give us the sacrament of confession? The simple answer is because he loves you. He loves us. He knew that after baptism that we would sin. He knew that, myself included, I know, that we would sin every day. And so he also wanted us to give, he wanted to give us a way back to him. He wanted to give us a way back to living in his grace, a way back to living in his friendship, a way back to living in communion with him. And so friends, during this Lenten season, there's many, many good things that we do, especially prayer and fasting and almsgiving. This is the game plan, so to speak, that Jesus gives to us in the scriptures, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during the Lenten season. But perhaps there can be nothing greater that we can do this Lenten season than to make a good confession of our sins, to not be afraid. I've heard everything in confession, and after a while, sin's pretty boring, right? Nothing is surprising, really, for a priest who hears confessions. So we know that God's mercy is abundant, and that God waits for us. He truly does. He waits for us in the sacrament of confession, so that he can forgive us, so that he can welcome us back, so that he can show us the way back to him. And so let us avail ourselves to his forgiveness, and let us allow him to give us that forgiveness that he desires to give to us. May it be so. Amen.